The following is a paid program on 590 VOCM.
This is Your Money with Nancy Snedden of BDO, Licensed Insolvency Trustees. The views and opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of this station. Your Money with Nancy Snedden of BDO on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Your Money with BDO's Nancy Snedden. I am Nancy Snedden. Thank you so much for joining us. On today's show, we are going to be discussing home renovations. A recent poll conducted by Ipsos on behalf of BDO Canada Limited finds that many Canadians, in fact 57%, will sacrifice saving for retirement and paying down debt to pay for home renovations this year. A little closer to home, 40% of the people in Atlantic Canada are considering a renovation. Although it's a big financial undertaking, 42% of homeowners have not yet set a renovation budget. And in fact, in Atlantic Canada, 23% are expecting to pay for home renovations on credit cards. People planning this need to consider that a $5,000 bathroom renovation on a 20% interest credit card will take over 25 years to pay off if you're only making the minimum monthly payment, and you would pay more than $9,000 in interest over that time. For listeners who are planning a home repair or renovation, or perhaps you have a family or friend doing one, you will want to stay tuned. Over the next hour, we will have some tips on what to consider, how to stay on budget, and how to avoid taking on more debt than you need to. Joining me today is Victoria Belbin, Chief Executive Officer at Canadian Home Builders Association Newfoundland and Labrador, and Linda Mansfield of Homeworks Modular Homes and Renovations.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Hi, thank you for having me as well.
So ladies, are you surprised to hear that 40% of Atlantic Canadian homeowners are considering a renovation this year?
At the Canadian Home Builders Association, no, we're not. We've seen a trend over the last few years on individuals making the decision to invest in their own homes and a variety of different renovations. So we're not surprised to see it. What we're trying to do is inform individuals how to do it right.
That's great, Vicki. That's so important because I know a lot of people probably, they want a new kitchen or they want a new bathroom, but they don't always know what they should be considering in coming up with their budget even.
That's right. That's right. And that's why we have great members like Linda here today, who's one of our Renomark renovators. She can give you firsthand experience dealing with consumers on how to do it best.
That's great. So was that a surprising number for you, Linda?
It isn't. The cost of new homes is rising. And I think that's pretty universal throughout major cities within Canada, as well as here, as we know. I think it's come to a point where people are looking at other options. They're either not going to buy that new home and they want to renovate what they're already living in, or they are looking to buy a home that needs to be renovated.
Yeah, I think we're seeing that more and more too, and that might be part of the reality show where people are buying fixer-uppers and getting them renovated. I would say 5 years ago, it was probably the boomers who were buying more homes or renovating more homes, and that's probably shifted a little bit in the last few years to now there's millennials who are the ones who are doing more of that.
The first-time home buyer, in fact, and seniors. So the market is still relatively strong, even though we've gone through some changes over the last couple of years. But there's still an interest and individuals looking at making that first-time investment.
I noticed, too, I was looking at something from Homestars, and they did a poll, and it showed that general contractor searches on the internet has increased 117% in the first quarter of 2017. Would you say that that would be similar for Newfoundland, that there's a lot of searches going on? Are you getting a lot of inquiries?
Absolutely. And that's why we've invested in an online directory for our members. And we're doing a lot of social media to promote our membership, professionals, and tools that consumers can use when they're thinking about a renovation and when they're actually embarking on it.
That's great for people to know.
Yeah, I can give you a lot of details as we get further into the conversation, absolutely.
So on average, we know that homeowners are planning to renovate, expect to spend about $16,500. Now that's across Canada. And less than half are planning on spending below $10,000. What's the average cost for the renovations that you're seeing, Linda? Like, do you think that that's a realistic amount?
Oh my, I always love this kind of question because that's like saying how much is a car, really? know, everything is arranged. It depends on the size of the house. If you even wanted to talk about renovating a roof, you would think that that would be, you know, something fairly easy to determine a cost of, because you can see the shingles there. But it depends on the roof pitch. It depends on the peaks and valleys and things, as well as the size of it. So I think the same thing can be said for, you know, kitchens and bathrooms. You can go into a kitchen place and you can get a kitchen probably starting in a regular, you know, 1,200 square foot home, starting at about $6,000, I would guess. But if you want that higher-end cabinetry, if you want to have certain bells and whistles to that cabinetry, then, you know, you can go up in, into the tens of $1,000s or more, you know. So it's kind of hard to say. I'm actually happy to see that amount. I don't know if it carries over here into Newfoundland and Labrador, because I do find that, you know, people don't expect things to cost what they typically get a quote for.
Yeah, and I don't know how much of that is due to maybe what they're seeing on TV. Like, a lot of the home renovation reality shows will quote different prices. And sometimes even my husband and I, we watch a lot of those shows, and we'll say, that's impossible. You'd never get that done for what they're quoting there. So you think people are maybe jaded a little bit from what they're seeing?
I think they can be. Those shows also tend to deal with doing the bells and whistles and the higher end of things, because that's what they want to showcase. That's what their sponsors want to showcase as well. Sponsorship, I'm sure, has an effect on what the estimated cost of those renovations are.
Okay, great. So we know that people on average are looking to spend about $16,500. They're thinking it'll take them about 2.5 years to pay down that debt. When Your Money with BDO returns, the importance of a budget for those planning to take on a home renovation. Stay tuned.
Your Money with BDO Licensed Insolvency Trustees. We'll be right back. This is Your Money with Nancy Snedden on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.
Welcome back to Your Money with BDO. I'm Nancy Snedden. We are discussing home renovations today in a recent poll conducted for BDO Canada Limited. 4 in 10 Canadians say they haven't set a renovation budget yet. And in Atlantic Canada, 19% say they may not even do so. Joining me today is Victoria Belbin, Chief Executive Officer of Canadian Home Builders Association, Newfoundland and Labrador, and Linda Mansfield of Homeworks Modular Homes and Renovations. Linda, are you surprised to hear that many haven't set a budget and some don't plan to?
I mean, I am, because I think it's important to budget regardless, but in a way I'm not, because I think that when you're not involved in this industry, you really don't know what things are going to cost. So they might say, oh, I'd really like to have my new kitchen and I want to open up this wall, but they don't think about structural things and whatnot. And it kind of ends up being a chicken and egg situation where they call me up and want us to go do a quote, and they have a grandiose idea of what they want to do, and then they find out how much it's going to cost, and then they sort of base that around, okay, what can we afford to get done? And there has to be some going back and forth in trying to decide what the scope of work is going to end up being to meet that certain budget.
So how important is it for homeowners to budget? Should they contact someone like you before doing their budget so that they know exactly what it should entail?
I think it's a good idea for them to have an idea of what money they're going to have to spend. But I don't think they're going to be able to decide what the scope of work that they can get done for that is going to be without contacting someone to come in and do a quote for them first.
And I'm guessing a contingency would be an important part of looking at what you're going to spend for stuff that could come up. Is there a kind of industry standard, like would you say 5% or 10% of your budget should be allotted for contingencies?
It depends on the renovation. Of course, you know, if you're just talking about a kitchen renovation, the chances of finding something when you tear out the cabinets that are there behind the other cabinets is fairly slim versus, okay, I've just bought a 100-year-old home and I want to tear it down to the studs. Well, you get into that, you don't know what you're going to find behind that, and you need a much bigger contingency for that type of renovation than you would a kitchen or a bathroom, for example. And I think it's really important for people to keep that in mind. And that's the discussion that we have with our customers, because obviously we don't want to be put in a situation where we're partway through and then we can't get paid either. So,
right.
You know, it's kind of both for us as renovators and for the customer to have that discussion of what might come up once we see behind that wall that might need to be dealt with, and then maybe deciding on going a bit below budget to make up for that. And in the end, then if they have that money to spend on something else because they didn't need it for the contingency, then they have it for that, or they can keep it for themselves.
So it sounds like budgeting is extremely important, but they may want to speak to a professional before coming up with their actual budget for what the work they want to get done.
And I do encourage getting at least 3 quotes.
Okay.
And make sure that you're comparing apples to apples when you do get those quotes, because sometimes companies leave things out, and another quote's going to be more thorough. Don't just look at the end amount. Make sure that it's the same scope of work.
Right.
That's being quoted.
And I guess with quotes, Vicky, this is an industry where there's many, many players. What should people be thinking about when they're looking for people to come quote on their work?
The CHBA website is a really good place to start. We've got some great advice on planning, design, and budgeting for consumers who are starting to think about the process. But when it's finally decided you're going to embark on it, I think consumers really need to understand that this is an unregulated industry in Newfoundland and Labrador. So it's really up to the consumer to do their own due diligence when hiring a contractor. So we do have a campaign, it's called Get It in Writing, and we advise consumers to really get the detail of what the job is that you want to get done. And that's what Linda was talking about, the scope. And also to get informed, you know, do you need a permit? You know, depending on the municipality you're in, the permit process might be a little bit different. But researching the contractors is a significant piece of making sure you get it done right. You know, you can get a list of qualified professionals from our website, chbanl.ca. You can also go to the Better Business Bureau. You can talk to your friends and family to get references. And like Linda said, at least 3 references. And we also on our website have some really good information about what kind of information in the contract needs to be there. And there's all different types of contracts discussed on the CHBA website. But one of the things that we really emphasize to consumers is to make sure that they don't do cash deals. That is one of the biggest risks in our industry right now. And to make sure that the professional you're working with has a warranty in place, they have workplace NL coverage, and they have their own business insurance coverage. Those are critical because as a homeowner, and when you bring subtrades or renovators to your home becomes the job site. And that's a very important component for homeowners to understand.
That's something that I wouldn't have thought of myself, is that I would have liability for those workers working from my home site. Linda, do you have anything to add on that, the industry regulation?
In talking about comparing the scope of work in a quote, I think you also need to compare who's quoting. So, for example, one of the things that makes renovations difficult for legitimate businesses is that the person who's working by themselves or with one helper out of a truck is obviously going to give a cheaper quote than I'm going to give, because I've got a business and overhead and insurance, like she just said, and registration costs with the Better Business Bureau on top of my overhead. It's just impossible for a legitimate business to do the same scope of work as a person who's, you know, working out of their truck. And I think a lot of people just think, oh, I'm going to go that route because they're looking to save money. They're not budgeting. We just said they haven't budgeted for it, or they're planning on paying for it with their credit card. But it's really important for them to know that they can actually, you know, be held liable if something happens to that worker. And whether it's an individual or a registered company, any person who is going to hire a contractor to come and do work on their house should actually call Workplace NL and request a certificate of clearance letter on that company or individual to show that that company or individual is registered and in good standing with Workplace NL.
That's really good information. You know, CIBC polls show that 86% agree renovations end up costing more than you plan for. If you recently experienced a renovation that left you deeper in debt, we'd like to hear from you. Email your comments or questions to yourmoney@bdo.ca or phone us at 800-563-8337. You're listening to Your Money with BDO. I'm Nancy Snedden. When we come back, what homeowners are willing to sacrifice to complete home renovations.
Your Money with BDO Licensed Insolvency Trustees. We'll be right back. This is Your Money with Nancy Snedden on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Your Money with BDO. I'm Nancy Snedden. I'm joined today by Victoria Balbin, Chief Executive Officer at Canadian Home Builders Association of Newfoundland and Labrador, and Linda Mansfield of Homeworks Modular Homes and Renovations. We're discussing home renovations today, and Linda, as I mentioned earlier, millennials are renovating more, and kitchens and bathrooms tend to be the top of their list. What are you seeing in Newfoundland with regards to renovations? What are most people doing?
There are a lot of kitchens and baths because it's kind of universally known that if you want to put your house on the market, for example, that, you know, the best place to put your money, unless of course other parts are falling down, the best place to put your money into upgrading your home is to modernize your kitchen and your bathrooms. Other than that, there's been some extensions, whether that be add on an exterior porch or a sunroom. And we've even had a request recently for a quote to extend the second floor.
So people are actually increasing the overall square footage as opposed to just renovating what they have as well?
It's been a little bit of both, yeah.
Yeah. And do most renovations that you're seeing, are they actually increasing the values of the home in most cases?
I think for the most part, yes. Okay. Because you do have a lot of, you know, older, outdated homes here. And, you know, simply by getting certain things up to date, it really does help add value. Because a lot of people can't walk into that older home and visualize, you know, what it would look like if it was updated. They need to see it once it's done.
Right. I'm sure that's very true. And people will want to know that the money that they're spending, they are going to get back if that is their intention to sell, or even if it's down the road that they're going to sell. A lot of people who are going to go in debt to pay for their renovations are saying that, in fact, one third are saying that they will forego a family vacation in order to renovate their home and pay off the debt associated with it. Further, 25% are planning to reduce what they're paying on their existing debt in order to take on the additional debt of the renovation. And 20% are actually planning to delay their retirement in order to fund their home renovation. So it's concerning to me that people would take on additional debt and in doing so reduce what they're actually paying down on their existing debt. You need to really look at the debt that you're currently carrying and, more importantly, stress test that debt before you take on the additional debt of a renovation. So if interest rates were to increase, for example, are you going to be able to still maintain your existing debt and the additional debt that you're taking on? It's important for people to consider that. The Parliamentary Budget Office released a report that showed Canadians are just $200 away from being overwhelmed by their debt and could not handle a 1% increase in interest rates. And so people really need to consider that before they jump into knocking down some walls, I guess, and taking on the additional debt associated with that. Are you seeing, Linda, that more people are looking to renovate their home because they need to? So, you know, a leaky roof or water damage or something like that that's happened? Or are the majority of home renovators looking to do something that they just want as a home improvement?
I think a lot of it is because they want it. And I think that comes with that millennial generation that you're talking about. They want to have the nicer finishes that they're seeing being done on these TV shows. It's more of the older generation that is renovating out of necessity more so than wanting new cabinets.
That doesn't surprise me, actually, just from what I see even in the workplace. With the millennial generation, I think that they want things that they want now, and boomers tended to work a little harder for the things that they wanted. It's a generational difference. I don't think that one thing is better or worse or right or wrong. I think it's just the time that you're growing up in. So if you want some help on budgeting, go to our website, debtsolutions@bdo.ca. There's some other great financial planning sites out there, mint.com, that's MINT.com, or getsmarteraboutmoney.ca. And of course, as I said, stress test your debt. Make sure that any additional debt you're taking on is not going to leave you struggling should interest rates increase. Often when people come to see me and you know, we're talking about how to manage their debt and the level of debt that they have, and I hear time and time again, I got approved for this debt. I probably should never have been approved for this debt. And I often say to them, just because you're approved for a level of debt, whether it's a mortgage or a car loan or a credit card, it doesn't mean that you can afford it. And that's why it's so important to look at your other monthly bills. And I'm sure that is no different with home renovations. Victoria, what are you seeing surrounding that?
Absolutely. We're seeing a trend now with consumers, as the price of housing has gone up, they're being approved for a big mortgage, and you know, they want to have that ideal house. But our builders and our renovators caution consumers to ensure that when you're looking at that monthly budget, look at the cost of your operating cost in that house and how much you're spending on energy. You know, there's an opportunity here for when you're undertaking a renovation to make your home more energy efficient, so that monthly bill at the end of the day is lower, and in fact, that investment in your home can then be a much better investment on your future. So an extra increase in insulation or the types of heating equipment that you're putting in your house can really benefit homeowners in the long run when they're undertaking a renovation. Because in fact, you could lower your operating costs, you know, by a couple hundred dollars a month in some cases. So that's a piece that individuals should really look at when they're looking at a renovation in their home.
That's really good information. And, you know, that couple hundred dollars could make the difference for people, because many people are living paycheck to paycheck these days.
We're looking at increase in energy costs in the future, so it's a very important piece of what our industry want to ensure that consumers are looking at when they're embarking on these projects.
For sure, and the federal and provincial governments as well as Newfoundland Power have rebate programs available that I would encourage people to look at to help pay for that stuff.
Absolutely.
When we come back, why are so many homeowners considering renovation this year? You're listening to Your Money with BDO. I'm Nancy Snedden. Stay tuned.
Your Money with Nancy Snedden of BDO will return in a moment on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network. This is Your Money with Nancy Snedden on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.
Welcome back to Your Money with BDO. I'm Nancy Snedden. We're talking about home renovations today, and a recent poll conducted for BDO shows many Canadians are willing to sacrifice saving for retirement and paying down existing debt to do a home renovation this year. Our guests today are Victoria Belbin, Chief Executive Officer at Canadian Home Builders Association Newfoundland and Labrador, and Linda Mansfield of Homeworks Modular Homes and Renovations. Ladies, according to our poll, the top reasons people are renovating their homes include they want to add value to their existing home, they're conducting necessary repairs, interest rates are very low, making it more affordable to borrow, they want a more beautiful or functional home, and many see it as more affordable than buying a new home. Linda, would you say here in Newfoundland that that would be the case?
I would say these are all the top reasons here as well. With respect to conducting necessary repairs, some of these repairs are as a result of people getting not reputable contractors to do certain renovations, and these renovations not being done properly, and them realizing that and then having no recourse, and then they're contacting us to come and do basically the work over again in many cases. And you have to feel really bad for those people that have already spent the money and were trying to save a dollar, you know, by doing it under the table or having somebody who's, you know, not insured, and all of a sudden, rather than saving a dollar, they're having to spend that dollar twofold.
Right.
Seeing it as more affordable than buying a new home, that can be the case. We've had calls from people who want to have their home renovated because they love their home. They've been living in their home for 20, 30, 40 years.
Sentimental value.
Yes. You know, we go out and look at it, and it's like, you know, you try to be nice because they love their home. But in reality, in some instances... it's not the case. There's just way too much work that needs to be done with the home. It could be falling down around them and they don't realize it. And really what they need to do is just tear that home down and start from scratch. And it would probably actually be cheaper. So in some cases, it's not more affordable. But in most cases, I would say it is more affordable to renovate.
Okay. And are there any considerations for people when they're looking to renovate their home that they might not think about? For example, the area that they're living in? Bylaws, anything like that?
Yes. I mean, you're seeing a lot of neighborhoods now that were built in the early 90s, Cowan Heights in particular, that all those homes now are getting renovated. They're ready for renovations, ripe for renovations is what we were saying earlier. And there's really not a lot of considerations in those. With respect to those neighborhoods, you're getting mature trees. You're getting all the amenities that are already there. That's part of, I think, the value in making it more affordable to renovate something. But if you're looking at a heritage area, then the consideration really needs to be given to the bylaws for the area of what needs to be maintained for heritage purposes.
Yeah, it's important. I know a lot of the prettiness of the city is due to some of these heritage areas, especially down in the downtown segment. And we certainly wouldn't want to lose that. So, Victoria, I myself feel like there's less new home construction going on than we would have even seen 2, 3, 4 years ago. But with the increase in searches, I guess, for general contractors that we talked about earlier, you guys are still really busy. So is that due to renovations?
Yes, absolutely. You're absolutely right. New home construction was king about 4 years ago, and the industry has definitely shifted in favor of renovations. So, you know, it's a great opportunity for consumers to look at what their options are. Just like what Linda just said, when somebody wants a change, or they want a renovation, it's a great opportunity for them to look at their options. There are new homes that are still being built. The industry is still quite active, but the renovation sector is now overtaken new home construction. It's a billion-dollar industry still in Newfoundland, and it's still growing. We have very well-established neighborhoods that are attractive to buyers. We have up-and-coming neighborhoods that are attractive to young families. And, of course, there's new home construction for those that want it. So the options are absolutely there.
I guess as long as there's money being spent in the Newfoundland economy, whether it's, you know, new home construction or people renovating, that's going to benefit everyone.
Absolutely. And you know, these are jobs. These are local jobs. These are individuals who have chosen to stay in Newfoundland and work in Newfoundland. And we have Newfoundland companies, new home builders, renovators, and suppliers. And it's a great industry to be involved in, I have to admit. And we have great members like Linda who have great relationships with their consumers. And it is homegrown, and we make a significant contribution to the local economy, absolutely.
So we've talked already a bit, ladies, about how people may not know exactly what could be behind the walls when they're renovating. And so in considering their budget, they need to consider a contingency and make sure they're not signing on for a bigger problem and then end up having to take on even more debt than they were anticipating to finish the job. Linda, how common is it for people to run out of money or to come up with things as the job goes on that's going to cost them significantly more?
I think with proper planning beforehand that you can avoid that happening. Ourselves, if we're taking on a renovation that, you know, could have questionable things come up, we have that discussion with the homeowner and try to make sure that those contingencies are in place beforehand, because we don't want to get stuck in that situation, and certainly they don't want to get partway through and run out of money themselves and have that worry and panic. There are some contractors, I think, that, you know, just want that job and don't care to have that discussion with the customer beforehand. But I think as contractors, we're the ones that know to think about these things, and we can't assume that a consumer is going to know to think about those things. So it's up to us to have that proper planning before you start the renovation project in place with our customers.
You know, that's really great information. You know, I would emphasize to people, make sure you're getting more than one quote. Make sure you're really looking at the detail in that quote so that you don't end up having to take on more debt than is needed for the renovation that you're trying to complete. When we return, the reality show effect and how it's influencing people's desire to renovate. You're listening to Your Money with BDO.
Your Money with BDO licensed insolvency trustees will return in a moment on the VOCM Bigland FM radio network. This is Your Money with Nancy Snedden on the VOCM Bigland FM radio network.
Welcome back to Your Money with BDO. I'm Nancy Snedden. Joining me today is Victoria Belbin, Chief Executive Officer, Canadian Home Builders Association, Newfoundland and Labrador, and Linda Mansfield of Homeworks Modular Homes and Renovations. We're discussing home renovations today, and I think it's safe to say that there's no question reality TV shows have become increasingly popular and are impacting the spending habits of Canadians, and of course, the biggest impact coming from these home renovation shows. Are you seeing the influence of these shows, Victoria, in the marketplace here in Newfoundland? And do you think homeowners are expecting more than what they can get for their money based on what they see there?
I think you're absolutely right. There is an effect that it's having on the consumers, and we call it the HGTV effect. And God love the renovators and their conversations that they're having with consumers, because if they're sitting down there watching these shows, there's an expectation that they're just going to come in and they're going to do it within a couple of weeks and in a small budget, and that's not always the case. So renovators really have to work hard with consumers to kind of mitigate their expectations. Consumers and the internet, there's a real strong relationship right now, and it is a bit of a challenge. challenge for our renovators in working with consumers to make sure that those expectations are met, but in a very realistic way.
Right. And yeah, I guess that's the thing. I see that all the time too, that they're going to do this almost entire home renovation and they're going to have it done in 5 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that that's not the real time it takes to do a good job on a renovation, Linda.
I wish it was the real time. No, it often isn't. Things are sped up on TV. If issues get run into, which is often the case, you know, that's going to add time because really you need to have that kind of discussion with your customer about what issues come up and help in the decision-making process of what's going to be done about it. So that adds time. Things like permits and inspections add time, and they don't show that timing on TV. One positive thing that I will say about the HGTV effect, as we call it, is that I think a lot of the times contractors are seen as not being trustworthy. And, you know, if issues come up, then it's often questioned as to whether that issue is as big as it really is, or are they just trying to get more money out of me? When you see these issues come up on these TV shows and the contractors having the discussion with the person that they're doing the renovation for on how to deal with it, you know, where can we shave off of the budget somewhere else because this unexpected thing came up, and then they're coming to an agreement, you know, on screen there, that it, I would hope it shows, you know, our consumers here, that that's a real thing and that it doesn't have to do with the trustworthiness of the contractor.
Now, that's really important to know. I agree. I think if someone's having that conversation with you that says, this has come up, and instead of just automatically saying, we need more money from you to do this, talking to the consumer and saying, this has come up, this is the cost. These are ways I've thought of that we might be able to change mm-hmm. the scope or change the materials, whatever the case may be, to still get what you want in the budget we've set from the beginning.
That's right. There has to be that continuous discussion, you know, and I think having that continuous discussion is what shows the type of contractor who cares about what they're doing for you and cares about you and the value of your money versus one who just wants to keep going and not really have much discussion with you and then give you a big bill at the end of it that you weren't expecting.
Right. So we've talked a lot today about the importance of budgeting. The average Canadian's looking to spend about $16,500 on a renovation. And now we're talking about these reality shows. And often we see, as we've said, people seem to be getting a lot more for their money than what may be realistic. But I think in some of these cases, people don't realize that people's products that are being used in these shows, they're sponsoring the show. So the materials may be coming in at a lower rate than if you had to buy them yourself, especially the case maybe with appliances and so on. So I think when people are looking at what they can afford in a renovation and how much debt they would have to take on and if they can afford that debt, it is important to speak to a professional like you, Linda, and go through the process and coming up to make sure that their expectation meet what's going to be the end result. So what process do you go through with your clients in coming up with the scope of work and what they can afford?
Actually, one of the first questions is, do you have a budget? We go to their house, we find out the priority of what they want to get done, what is most important to them, try to get a full list put in place of what they want, and like I said, prioritize that, and then talk about budget. And if we think that the budget that they have in mind is not realistic to the scope of work, then it's about talking about, okay, well, what can we do to get the most for the money that you do have to spend? And that could be, rather than doing a full bathroom renovation, you can actually paint, if you've got like that old green or the old yellow tubs, for example, you can actually do a paint. And I wouldn't do the whole liner, tub liner, because that can actually be more expensive, for example, than getting a new tub. But you can look at painting. Or if they're looking at wanting a new countertop, you can paint your countertops as well using melamine paint, which lasts quite a long time. And that can come down to planning ahead into extending their renovation over a year. So maybe now they just paint the countertop, but they get the new cabinets. And then in a few years, they can put in that newer countertop when the melamine paint is no longer holding up the way that they want it to.
Yeah, that's some really good tips. You know, I think that that's an important thing to consider too, is you don't always have to do everything at once, right? You can space it out and do a little bit here and a little bit there. We'll get more into that, I think, as we get into our next segment. You're listening to Your Money with BDO. If you're struggling with debt, we will find a solution that's best for you. You can email us at yourmoney@bdo.ca or phone us at 800-563-8337. When we return, final thoughts. You're listening to Your Money with BDO. I'm Nancy Snedden. We'll be right back.
Your Money with BDO Licensed Insolvency Trustees will return in a moment on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network. This is Your Money with Nancy Snedden on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Your Money with BDO. I'm Nancy Snedden, Licensed Insolvency Trustee with BDO here in Newfoundland. Joining me is Victoria Belbin, Chief Executive Officer, Canadian Home Builders Association, Newfoundland and Labrador, and Linda Mansfield of Homeworks Modular Homes and Renovations. So, ladies, final thoughts for our listeners today.
Well, I'd like to just make reference to some resources that the Canadian Home Builders Association has for consumers. On our national website, which is chba.ca, we have a full section on renovation. It's advice for anybody undertaking a renovation. There is sections on renovating your home, planning and designing and budgeting, contracts, you name it. And there's also some videos to help people get started. So I just wanted to make sure that the listeners were aware that the resources are out there and they exist. And it really goes really in depth into how to hire a contractor and what to avoid. And there's also some golden rules of renovations. So I'll leave it at that, chba.ca. And we also have some great professionals in the industry who are very dedicated individuals who may not be out front, as Linda said, promoting themselves. These are industry leaders that have been around for quite a while. We have 12 RenoMark renovators. This is a national designation that we brought to Newfoundland a few years back. And those 12 have been vetted through our industry as the top professionals. And you can get all of their contact information on the chbanl.ca website, and we have our members directory there. So there's lots of great people out there just to talk to. And we did it at our home show this year. We brought our renovators down to the show, and they just sat around and talked to consumers and just giving advice, because that's what they want. They want to make sure that these are good experiences. They're protecting the biggest investment people have, their homes, and for their families. And we just wanted to make sure that consumers had access to those great people.
No, that's great. Like I said, it's important to consider who you're having come into your home and do your renovation and all the other things that we talked about today with regards to insurance and liability. And definitely, I think people will want to visit your website to get these reputable people in their homes.
Also, I just want to let your listeners know that they can also call our office at 753-2000. And if there's any questions, we can do our best to help out. We don't give references for our members. However, we can point consumers in the right direction so that they can be the best informed.
That's great, Victoria. Thanks so much. And Linda, what final thoughts do you have for our listeners who are considering home renovation?
I really do think it's important to get at least 3 quotations. And don't just look at the numbers. Make sure that you're comparing apples to apples with regards to what the scope of work is. But also, you know, I think a lot of us get a gut feeling when we're talking to somebody. And any renovator who's going to give you a quote has to come and meet with you at your home. And I don't think that price should just be the considering factor. I think that you are probably going to get a gut feeling about whether the person that you're talking to is going to, you know, guide you along the process the way that you should be guided versus someone who's just out to make that quick dollar. So price needs to be more of a consideration than just what that price is on that sheet, is all I'm trying to say. Make sure as well that you are dealing with a reputable company. Tell them you want to have a clearance letter from Workplace NL. Act as the general contractor when you're doing this, even though you're hiring a contractor. Even if you're hiring that company and not the individual, that you need to make sure that you're still the general contractor, and therefore you need to make sure that you've asked your contractor for all of the things to prove that they are legitimate. So I want to see your insurance certificate. I want to see that clearance letter from Workplace NL, and also getting references.
That's some great advice, Linda. The listeners out there, they want to make sure that the job is done and it's done right and it doesn't come back to bite them because they haven't followed the right procedures and end up costing them more money.
Yes. Well, certainly, you know, I advocate for getting three quotes, but if people would like us to provide one of those quotes, they can reach us at homeworks, and that's with an X, nl.ca, homeworks.nl.ca, and we're also on Facebook under Homeworks NL.
Well, thanks so much, ladies. You've really provided some great insights and tips for our listeners today on what they should be thinking about when they are considering their home renovation.
Thank you so much for inviting me here to have this wonderful discussion today, Nancy. I really appreciate it.
Nancy, thank you so much for this opportunity and to BDO for us getting this great information out to your listeners.
So as we've discussed, sometimes home renovations are a need, sometimes they're a want. I would say to people, if it is a want, make sure you really can afford it. Put a plan in place. Make sure you're going to be able to pay down the debt in a reasonable fashion without it costing you too much money. For listeners out there who are struggling to put a plan in place, I encourage you to go to our website, debtsolutions.bdo.ca. There's some great tools there to assist you, or even better, you can come in and meet with me. On next week's Your Money with BDO, retirement. It is the time in life we all look forward to, but for many Canadian boomers, it seems harder to reach. From supporting their boomerang kids to carrying debt, many Canadian boomers simply cannot afford to retire and are having to work longer than they had hoped. We'll have some advice from a financial planner on ensuring you're financially ready to retire when you want to. We'll also look at how to pay down your debt so you're retiring stress-free. That's next week on Your Money with me, Nancy Snedden. Thanks so much for tuning in.
The proceeding was a paid program on 590 Vigo CM.
If you have a question or comment for Your Money, send an email to onair@vocm.com. This has been Your Money with Nancy Snedden of BDO, licensed insolvency trustee on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.